The Gospels according to love, audio, Matthew chapter 4, no food or drink for 40 days. April 14, 205. Jesus became compelled by the Spirit to go into the wilderness and be tempted by hate. After fasting 40 days, when Jesus was sore and hungry, hate came tempting him. If you are the Son of Love, command these stones be made into bread. Jesus answered, "People shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of love." Hate took Jesus up into the holy city, and there sat Jesus on a pinnacle of the temple. Hate said to Jesus, "If you are the Son of Love, cast yourself down. For it is written, 'Love shall give angels charge over you in their hands. They shall bear you up, in case at any time you should dash your foot against a stone.'" Jesus said to hate, "It is written again, 'You should not tempt the Lord our love.'" Again, hate took Jesus up to a high mountain. Hate showed Jesus all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them, and then told Jesus, "All these I will give you if you will fall down and worship me." Jesus replied to hate, "You hate, go away, for it is written, 'You shall worship the Lord our love. Love only shall you serve.'" The hate left Jesus, and behold, angels came and ministered to him. When Jesus had heard that John was cast into prison, he departed into Galilee. Jesus left Nazareth, coming to dwell in Capernaum, being upon the sea coast in the borders of Zebulun of Naphtali. So this fulfilled that spoken of Esaias the prophet, saying, "The land of Zebulun, the land of Naphtali, by the way of the seas, beyond Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. The people that live in hate have seen a great love, and those who sat in the region of the shadow of death now see the light of dawn." For that time Jesus began to teach, saying, "Change, for the kingdom of love is at hand." Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brothers, Simon called Peter and Andrew. They were casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. Jesus said to them, "Follow me, I will make you fishers of humanity." They straightway left their nets and followed Jesus. Going on from there, Jesus saw two other brothers, James and John, the sons of Zebedee, in a ship with their father, mending their nets. Jesus called to them. They immediately left the ship and their father, following Jesus. Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching the gospel of the kingdom. He healed all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. Jesus' fame went through all Syria. They brought to Jesus all sick people taken with divers disease and torments, those possessed with hate, those lunatic, and those that had the palsy. Jesus healed them. There followed Jesus great multitude of people from Galilee, from Decapolis, from Jerusalem, from Judea, and from beyond the Jordan.